As Christians, we are to live lives that are faith-filled and faith-driven in and by and for Christ. And that's exactly what we see in the short but punchy book of James. Welcome to Day by Day. There are plenty of directives in the book of James. Do this, don't do that. That's why so many people love this short book. It's direct and pretty simple to understand. But this book isn't about action only. It's about action that is driven by faith in a sovereign God. From the opening verses of the letter, we can see that James is giving encouragement and hope to believers who were under considerable pressure and tension. They were undergoing severe trials. They had been taken advantage of by the rich of the world. And so this letter is a letter of support based on theological arguments. It's to teach the church to keep the world out of the church. Not only is the letter to serve as an encouragement, but it also serves as a rebuke and a warning of not letting the world's ways infiltrate a Christian's thinking and attitude. They are to clear out their double-mindedness. They are to stay away from becoming friends with the worldly systems. They are to be impartial towards people. They are to exhibit controlled and disciplined speech. They are to seek godly wisdom instead of worldly wisdom. And in summary, they are to let their faith in God through Christ and through their obedience give themselves to the Word of God and let that drive their lives. They are to be faith-filled, faith-driven people. And we pray that you are faith-filled and faith-driven day by day. When you pray today, please remember Michael Poirier and his wife, Ruth, our missionaries in Canada. Also, remember the Yoruba LifeWord broadcast through Nigeria.